What if I woke up as an ant? Waking up as tiny as an ant turned my day into a wild, surreal adventure. Here's how it unfolded. I opened my eyes to a world that's suddenly colossal. My bed is a vast, fibrous plane, each thread a thick rope, woven together in a complex tapestry of colors and textures. The air feels heavier, thick with the scent of fabric softener, and the distant sounds like the hum of a fridge or a car outside rumble like earthquakes, vibrating through my tiny body. My first challenge is getting off the bed, a daunting fortress that looms above me. I rappel down a dangling bedsheet, my tiny muscles surprisingly strong, like an ant's, capable of lifting many times my weight despite my delicate form. With each careful movement, I navigate the intricate landscape of wrinkles and folds, reminiscent of rolling hills. It takes effort, but I make it to the floor, a sprawling landscape of dust motes, crumbs, and carpet fibers that tower like trees. As I survey my surroundings, the enormity of the world around my dawns, each mundane object transformed into a monumental challenge, igniting a sense of adventure that pulses through my veins. Hunger hits. A spilled cereal flake nearby is a boulder-sized feast, glistening under the dim light as if it were a treasure just waiting to be claimed. I tear off a piece, marveling at how my mandibles, yep, I've got those now, crunch through it, each bite a burst of flavor that sends exhilaration through my tiny body. Water's trickier. I trek to a stray droplet on the kitchen floor, my resolve steeling as I sip carefully to avoid drowning in its surface tension, feeling the coolness against my exoskeleton. Everything's a hazard, a curious house cat looms like a kaiju, its massive paws capable of crushing whole buildings, while its whisker flicks send gusts of wind that could upend my miniature world. I hide in a crack in the floorboards, heart pounding and adrenaline racing, until it loses interest, the rhythmic thump of its tail fading into an echo of my narrow escape, yet the reality of my perilous existence remains ever present. Navigation is a puzzle. Your phone, now a skyscraper, is useless without Herculean effort to tap its screen. I decide to reach a human for help, maybe a family member or roommate. Crossing the living room takes hours, weaving through a jungle of furniture legs and dodging a vacuum cleaner that roars like a jet engine, its relentless noise echoing in the vastness of my echo chamber. Each step feels monumental as I navigate this treacherous terrain, carefully balancing as I climb a table leg, using sticky ant-like pads on my feet to gain footing on the precarious surface. Finally, I reach a notebook, the beacon of hope in this overwhelming world. Scratching tiny SOS messages with a splinter, I hope someone notices my cry for help, perhaps a loved one who might recognize the urgency behind my makeshift signals and come to my rescue before the looming shadows of my surroundings consume you entirely. By afternoon, I am exploring more confidently. I hitch a ride on a house effly, terrifying but exhilarating, to cross the room faster. I discover ant-like instincts, I sense pheromones, guiding you to a sugar spill. Other ants are there, and I communicate through touch, feeling oddly connected. But danger lurks, a spider the size of a car prowls nearby. I bolt, using speed and agility to escape its web. As evening falls, exhaustion sets in, wrapping around me like a heavy blanket. I'm still tiny, no closer to reversing this precarious predicament. With a sense of urgency, I build a makeshift shelter from a leaf fragment under the couch, strategically positioned to keep me safe from the relentless foot traffic above. As I settle into my miniature refuge, reflecting on the day's bizarre twists, I am awed by the micro-world's overwhelming beauty, iridescent dust dancing in rays of fading light, dew globes shimmering like crystal balls in the twilight, yet a deep-seated fear grips me at the thought of staying this way indefinitely. Each tiny sound reverberates in my ears, heightening my senses and reminding me of the dangers lurking in this vast, albeit intimate, realm. I drift off into an uneasy sleep, hoping tomorrow brings answers, perhaps a scientist equipped with miraculous knowledge, or a fairy godmother ready to lend a hand and undo this Kafka-esque nightmare that has turned my life upside down. I wake up tomorrow and poof, I'm back to normal, thank goodness. It turns out it was just a dream, a silly little memory that vaporizes faster than my motivation on a Monday morning. What kind of oddball dream was that? Was it the mushroom salad I devoured at supper, with its earthy flavors tickling my brain like a squirrel on a sugar rush? I guess I'll never know, as that explanation is probably doing the backstroke somewhere in the depths of my subconscious. Dreams are like my own personal amusement park. They take me on wild rides to no man's land, crafting stories that either entertain me or make me question my sanity. It's like living two lives, one where I pay bills and do laundry, and the other where I'm gallivanting through the clouds with unicorns. Each night, as I close my eyes, I ponder what my mind will whip up next. Maybe I'll end up on a pirate ship counting doubloons or having tea with a dragon. The possibilities are wilder than my Uncle Bob at a family reunion, and that uncertainty is what makes dreaming such a splendid adventure.